And now the Lou Dobbs Tonight A-Team. Doug Schoen, former advisor to President Bill Clinton, Fox News political analyst. Good to have you with us, Doug. Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com, Reason TV. Great to have you, Nick. And Kirsten Powers, New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor. Kirsten, thank you for being with us. Great what did you think, Kirsten, of the president's address last night? Are you persuaded? That's the question I'm asking everybody.
Well, you have to understand where I was coming from, which was an extreme skeptic on this. So there was a pretty high bar for me, and no, I wasn't persuaded. I just feel like there's still too many unanswered questions, and the idea that we have somehow handed this off to NATO when actually we're pretty much the ones who are running everything at NATO. I just feel that he's not being completely transparent with the country in terms of admitting that, you know, we're still there. He said we're going to be there days, not weeks. And
you're not a fan of fig leaves and fiction.
No, yeah, it's weird. I know I'm weird like that.
Nick, how about you?
Yeah, I think it was a generally awful address, both in its specifics. It clearly didn't convince anybody who wasn't already on his side, and that was a small pool to begin with. I think more problematically, we haven't had the foreign policy debate that we've had it to have as a nation since the end of the Cold War. We have not beaten out a consensus of what we believe in America and what are the principles. What's the decision-making matrix that says, let's go in this place, let's stay out of here? That speech didn't do it at all. It made it even blurrier than it had been under Bush, which was terrible.
Doug, your reaction to the speech?
I'm much less skeptical than Kirsten about the enterprise, but equally confused and befuddled by the unanswered questions. What's our goal? What's our purpose? What are our core principles? And Lou, what do we as Americans believe in? What do we stand for? And I was really offended that there were cheap shots about Iraq and Rwanda. You know, I'm an American. Whether I supported what Bill Clinton or what George W. Bush did, I'm proud of where we are and proud of who we are.
You know, this president, Kirsten, has been accused of throwing folks under the bus, but he had to reach a bit back. One could almost understand throwing George W. Bush under a bus, but reaching back to Bill Clinton and giving him the same treatment, is that being bipartisan?
I guess so. You know, I mean, I think Hillary Clinton feels the same way. She was really pushing for this because there was a lot of regret over Rwanda. Though I don't really, that's another thing that I feel is really an unanswered question when you hear this compared to Rwanda, where, you know, almost a million people were killed in 3 months. I mean, you know, no one's really explained, is that really what was going on here? And by the way, this is a civil war. This isn't the same thing. It's an uprising of people, these rebels, and who are the rebels? I mean, that's another thing
been addressed. He actually name-checked Serbia, and I think that was also one of the ghosts that was, floating over this whole operation. And, it doesn't make any sense. And then, you know, to talk about Serbia, like if you're, I mean, we're fighting the last war, two wars ago, with a no-fly zone, which was supposed to be totally peaceful.
Let's take a look at this poll to just show everybody where in this poll, the Gallup poll showing, to withdraw or a minor role in the coalition, if you will, 58% for a major or leading role, only 39%. So by that definition, at least in that one poll, Doug, not a successful speech.
Well, that's right, because he hasn't clarified what our overarching purpose, goal, and role is. And Lou, when the Arab League and the UN are making the decisions and our Congress isn't, that's a profoundly disquieting state of affairs.
Disquieting as well in Washington, D.C., Kirsten, neither party seeming to be able to make much of an advance toward an agreement on the 2011 federal budget, which will be over by the end of September, by the way.
Yeah.
In any sense that there's going to be any kind, forgive the expression, reason prevailing here?
I don't know. I mean, it seems we keep hearing we're heading for another government shutdown. And I think that other countries have to look at us and wonder what's going on. You know, that we are operating in a system now where they just have these extensions for a couple of weeks and then we can't have any kind of agreement on what our future is and what our plan is. It's just kind of astonishing. You know, and they don't seem to really be bothered by it on the Hill. You know, they think they can kind of keep playing these games.
Well, our panel will continue to astonish you, and I'll share the Dobbs Drop with you. We're back with the Lou Dobbs Tonight A-Team. Doug, Wisconsin, the public employee engagement here, AFL-CIO service employees, they're all crazed and intent on rolling back this intrusion on their collective bargaining. What will be the result?
My hunch is that it's going to stay and that it will probably achieve more of a result than anyone on the left wants. And if it does, then all the skeptics who are worried about taking away people's rights to organize and bargain collectively will, I think, jump to the other side. That, I think, is the most likely result. Of course, could be wrong, but I think we're more likely to see a positive result than a negative one.
Collective bargaining will be stripped from public employees?
That's my guess. The
Hurston?
Elections, have at it. Let them go for it.
Hurston?
Well, I think, I heard earlier, I think, that there was just a court ruling on it where...
Yes.
So I'm not sure that, I don't know, Doug, I'm not sure why you're saying that, because it seems to be moving in the other direction. But I think there's what's probably more interesting to me is what's happening is that they're going to get a lot of scalps out of this probably when these recall efforts. I mean, they are incredibly organized, much more organized than the Republicans are. The right. Unions, MoveOn.org, and they're really going after these senators.
I love a good recall campaign. It worked great in California, at least until the new people came in. The problem with Wisconsin, they can get rid of every Republican, and at the very next morning, they've got a 13% budget shortfall coming in 2012. They've got a $1.8 billion gap to make up, and that ain't going away, especially Wisconsin has the fourth highest state and local tax burden combined. They can't tax up. They're going to have to cut spending, and maybe this is good for the country because it's not about collective bargaining. It's not about unions. It's about governments that consistently spend much more than they take in. It's got to change.
Nick, thank you. Kirsten, thank you. Doug,
thank you
very much. Appreciate it.